Thursday, December 10th. I'm kind of in shock right now. Brandon just left my locker about 30 minutes ago. I could tell right away that something was really bothering him. He gave me the rest of the photos he'd taken of me during the great puppy escape and thanked me for helping him. But when I mentioned how much fun I'd had and that I wanted to volunteer on a regular basis, he just looked really sad and stared at the floor. Brandon explained that he'd just gotten very bad news from Phil and Betty Smith, the owners of Fuzzy Friends. Phil broke his leg and is going to be in the hospital in traction for the next 2 months. Unfortunately, there is no way Betty can keep the shelter open without his help. As soon as Betty finds a place that will accept the 18 cats and dogs in her shelter, she plans to sell the building to the flower shop next door. No wonder Brandon was so upset. Starting tomorrow, he plans to spend every day after school helping to care for the animals until they all get transferred or placed in new homes. I feel really bad for him, mainly because I know how much he loves that place. I mentioned all of this to Chloe and Zoe in gym class, and we had a deep discussion during sit-ups about how we could possibly help. That's when I came up with the brilliant idea of Chloe, Zoe, and me skating in the Holiday on Ice show to raise money for Fuzzy Friends. Of course, my BFFs were super happy about us finally finding a charity. They also said it's the perfect opportunity for me to show Brandon what a good friend I am. Then Zoe said, "Nikki, just remember, a true friend is someone who thinks you're a good egg even when you're slightly cracked." I just kind of smiled at Zoe and nodded. But to be honest, I didn't have the slightest idea what she was talking about. Her comment had nothing whatsoever to do with anything we were discussing. Zoe is super smart and I love her to death, but sometimes I wonder where she gets all of that cornball stuff. Anyway, I agreed to discuss the Holiday on Ice idea with Brandon. We need a charity to skate for, and Fuzzy Friends needs the money to hire a part-time worker to replace Phil while he's recovering. Zoe did the math and calculated that the $3,000 donation from Holiday on Ice would probably be enough to pay a worker for about 2 months. I just hope Brandon thinks all of this is a good idea. I didn't want to mention it to Chloe and Zoe, but I'm really worried we might have a little competition for Fuzzy Friends from someone else. While Brandon was talking to me at my locker, I couldn't help but notice Mackenzie slinking around, pretending to be putting on lip gloss. Please, she could have put on 27 layers of lip gloss during the time she was eavesdropping on our very private conversation. That girl is a snake and will stop at nothing to get what she wants. I just hope she already has a charity, like she has been bragging to her CCP friends. Because if she doesn't, things are going to get really ugly.